In week one of Lady Bison softball practice, good numbers, freshman to senior class, and I take it excitement. You guys are, for softball, your first games are right around the corner, so you can't mess around, can you?
No, that's exactly right. I mean, next game's already next Thursday, so it'll be the high schooler's second day of school, and we're already playing that first game at Gothenburg against Gehring and Gothenburg, so it'll be here pretty quick.
Get after it with 2-day practice. Isn't it nice to have 2-a-days for a whole week before school starts? You get a lot done in those in that week, don't you?
It is nice being able to get everyone together, get two full practices in each day. It's been really helpful. Even throughout the summer, the girls' participation was really high. Us coaches really like to see that. They put in a lot of work throughout the summer in the weight room and then even just out here at the open field stuff. So we've been pretty pleased with their effort and everything they've brought so far.
You got to like those girls are multi-sport athletes too, because you say, and you know, when it's right there in the Gillen household, they play more one sport, and boy, they kept busy with basketball, with softball, weight room work, you know, summer softball. My gosh, it just was a busy summer for a lot of those girls, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, it's one thing to the next. They never really have a break. So it was good this summer to kind of work with all the girls in the weight room together, just because, like you were saying, so many of these girls play different sports, and it's good to get them working together and kind of build that unity within the school between all the girls.
You know, everybody's even, Steven, going into camp and everything, but you've got to experience girls over some of the younger girls. But I'm sure there's some positions out here that are going to be some pretty good position battles, aren't they?
Yeah, that's kind of what we told the girls at the start of this 2 days, is that this is kind of where you go to show us, you know, who's ready to play and who wants that spot. So there's definitely spots open, and that's kind of what this week is for, to figure out who's ready for that. And like you said, there are some returning starters, so it's always good to have that experience coming back as well.
Any type of scrimmage you're going to have before that first game? I think one's coming up this weekend, is that right?
Yeah, so this Saturday we'll have a Gatorade scrimmage. It'll be at 10 in the morning, so just your entry fee would just be to bring a sports drink or a Gatorade. Mm-hmm. But we'd love to see people out here supporting these girls and supporting them and cheering them on, because they put in a lot of work and dedication this summer and this fall. So yeah, things will get started Saturday morning at 10 a.m. up right here at the ballpark.
And everybody, I will get a chance to play. I take you all through everybody and get a chance to play in that one.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be a live scrimmage kind of scenario. We'll have umpires here and get everyone out there and try out different positions. That's one thing we told the girls, especially during 2 days, is, you know, it's good to be diverse and being able to play multiple positions. We don't want you just to be stuck in one position. We want you to be able to fill in another position if needed. So that's, during the scrimmage would be a good time to try those out.
You know, it all starts pitching. You got to have some pitchers, and you've got some experience there this year, don't you?
Yeah, we do. Danica Havlicek and Briley Morgan are two returning pitchers. And then we also have Layson Keller, Gracie Cornelison, and Cassidy Rogers, a freshman. So there's definitely depth now at the pitching position, which is always key.
Remembering those names, you're getting pretty good, right? Every now and then it's like, okay, we got to remember that one, but you're getting pretty good at that, aren't you?
Oh, I am. It's kind of like what I tell my students every year. Give me a few weeks, and if I call you the wrong name, just let me know. But I got them down, I believe. So
yeah, no question. Every year is high hopes for the softball program, and you want to get back and get after once again, win a lot of games, and give yourself a chance to, when it comes postseason time, to be right in the thick of things.
Exactly. I mean, that's ultimately the goal, is where we finish at the end of the year. And we just told the girls, you know, enjoy every moment. All these 2 days, I know it might not be the most fun sometimes during those drills, but just enjoy every minute of it, because someday you'll look back and you're going to miss it. So just kind of trying to enjoy each moment. And hopefully by the end of the year, the goal is to be playing softball at the highest level that we're capable of.